From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish leaders reported some success as Iraqi forces launched an offensive to take the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says Iraqi and Kurdish forces are, in his words, ahead of schedule so far.
We are confident, no matter what, however, that the Iraqis have the capabilities to get this job done, and we stand ready to support them along with the rest of the coalition. It is in our interest that they succeed, and we will do what we can to help them.
Meanwhile, diplomatic tensions have erupted again between the governments of Iraq and Turkey over the operation in Mosul. Dorian Jones reports.
As the military offensive to recapture Mosul from Islamic State militants began, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan launched a verbal salvo against Baghdad, demanding a role in the offensive.
Ne diyorlar? Türkiye Musul'a girmesin.
He said why Turkey should not enter Mosul. Turkey, he said, has a 350-kilometer border with Iraq, but others who have nothing to do with the region are entering the city. Baghdad has ruled out any Turkish role. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Prime Minister al-Abadi has promised only regular government forces will enter Mosul, but leaders of Shiite militias are on record as saying they will be part of the liberation of the city. Some Shiites are even threatening to attack U.S. special forces and military advisors. The Russian Defense Ministry says Russian and Syrian forces are preparing an 8-hour humanitarian pause in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Speaking to reporters Monday in Moscow, Lieutenant General Sergei Rodskoy said that Russian and Syrian forces will halt their fighting in the area of Aleppo on October 20th for the free passage of civilians. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says the U.S. election is rigged against him. He says Republican leaders are being gullible in discounting possible voter fraud that he says could hand the election to Democrat Hillary Clinton. Trailing in the polls 3 weeks ahead of the November 8th election, Trump disparaged what he called the dishonest and distorted national news media he said was promoting her candidacy. He complained about recent coverage of the 9 women who say Trump made unwanted sexual advances on them. The country's top elected Republican official, House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan, said over the weekend that he is confident the states will carry out the election with integrity. On Monday, the Republican election overseer in Ohio called Trump's claims of a rigged election irresponsible. A new survey by the political website Politico and the polling company Morning Consult shows many Americans are skeptical about the integrity of the election, with 41% of voters believing it could be stolen from Trump. The group WikiLeaks, which has gained notoriety for leaking government and corporate secrets, claimed Monday that the internet link of its fugitive founder, Julian Assange, has been intentionally severed by a state party. Writing on Twitter, WikiLeaks later said it had activated appropriate contingency plans for Assange, who has remained holed up in Ecuador's London embassy since 2012 to avoid arrest. Sweden is attempting to extradite Assange on an alleged sex offense. A spokesperson linked the issue to WikiLeaks' ongoing publications about U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. The editor-in-chief of the Kremlin-funded television network RT claimed Monday that all of the network's bank accounts in Britain have been closed. Margarita Simonyan did not say why the accounts had been blocked. However, there is an ongoing case involving claims against Russia from shareholders of the now-defunct oil firm Yukos. The case has led to freezes of Russian assets abroad, including those of state media. After years of bitter legal wrangling, the Austrian government announced plans Monday to demolish the house where Adolf Hitler was born and replace it with a new building. Interior Minister Wolfgang Sobotka said in an exclusive interview with an Austrian newspaper that the Hitler house in the town of Braunau will be torn down. He said he wants to ensure any association with Hitler be eliminated and to prevent Hitler's birthplace from becoming a kind of pilgrimage and memorial for neo-Nazis. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.